You are listening to Raising the Bar with Conasec and Dillon. Join us for a lively and informative conversation on hot legal topics. Call or email us with your legal questions at raisingthebar@wgnradio.com.
Welcome to Raising the Bar. I'm David Hochberg. Show sponsored by the law offices of Conasec and Dillon. If you have any questions, give us a call at 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. Tom Dillon, one of the partners there, is on the phone with us. How are you, Mr. Dillon?
David, I'm well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, buddy. You're kind of tied up in a bunch of things, legal perspective, so we're going to do a call-in show today. But if anybody's got any questions, you can still reach us. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. Let's recap last week's show real quick, Tom, and just tease people what we're going to be talking about on this week's show. This week's show, we're going to be talking about Veterans Day is next Tuesday, and you've got a couple of unique gentlemen calling in who are on hold right now that we're going to be bringing in a couple of minutes, talking about their phenomenal organization and all the great things that they do. We'll tease you a little bit. So if you want to learn about Warrior Wishes, hang tight here. We're going to be bringing those boys on in a minute here. But let's go through a couple of different things here, Tom. We talked about nursing home rights and legal malpractice and divorce litigation during last week's show. And if anybody wants to get a copy of that, you could go to Conasec and Dillon's Facebook page to listen to all the episodes. You could also go to WGN.FM to download a podcast of the show. And also, you could also link it to your Facebook page, Twitter, and all the other social media accounts by just going to WGN.FM to get copies of the previous shows. So, Tom, is there anything that you want to leave our, you know, recap from last week? I know we covered a ton of information last week's show. Is there any one or two or three things that you want to bring out in the forefront here from last week's show, buddy?
I think the most important thing would be to remind people, if they want to know more about nursing home residents' rights, to go to the Consumer Voice that we talked about on the show. It's a website with a lot of information from an advocacy group that advocates for seniors. And that's a good segue for today, David, because the guys that we have on first are great advocates. And they're going to talk about something that's really special to me, special to most of us, our freedom. And we have veterans to thank for that. And so let's talk about guys who are doing something really special for people who've done something special for us.
All right, why don't you explain to our listeners what Veterans Day actually is and where and how it came to be?
Interesting history that dates back to World War One. What we now know as Veterans Day started as Armistice Day, and it was intended to be a celebration of Americans, the veterans, for their patriotism, their love of country, their willingness to serve and sacrifice for the common good. 3 days ago, we had an election, and the people who serve are the people who help preserve our right to have a say in our present and our future. And there's no better way to celebrate what they've done for us than to show respect for it by thanking them and actually going out to vote.
Right. And if you didn't, Tom, then shut your mouth, because you've got nothing to complain about. You got these men and women going over fighting for our freedoms, and you got people sitting on the couch going, oh, my vote doesn't count. Well, let me see. Last time I looked there, Tom, the treasurer's race in the state of Illinois is still split between 20,000 votes, and they're still counting about 30,000, 40,000 votes, and they still haven't called it. So, you know, to your point, every vote counts there, buddy.
It sure does, and it was heartwarming, actually, to see that in Chicago there were people who stood in line for hours to vote.
Yeah.
And stood in line till the middle of the night to cast a vote. And that was heartwarming to me, because I saw people who were being thankful for the many sacrifices that veterans have made. And they took seriously the rights that have been preserved for them and fought very hard for them by people who were willing to sacrifice literally everything. And many of the people, you know, Veterans Day celebrates the living veterans, not like Memorial Day. The Veterans Day celebrates the people who are still alive, the ones we can still say thank you to.
Yeah.
Many of them have come back from wars in really bad shape. And the least we could do is cast a vote in favor of somebody who might say, you know what, let's make veterans' issues a little bit more serious and a little bit more important in Washington, D.C., and in Springfield, and Madison, Wisconsin, and so on.
Well, let's talk about you. You know, let's bring in Craig and Matt right now, and I'll let you introduce both Craig and Matt. They're your guests, and I'll let you do the honors of introducing these two fine gentlemen.
Craig Station and Matt Station, gentlemen, how are you?
How you doing, sir?
And Tom, they founded Warrior Wishes, which is a 503c nonprofit organization, out of respect to the Chicago Blackhawks. I always say organization, to do something really special for the veterans. And why don't you guys, you know, Craig, why don't you start out by telling everybody what this organization is, what it does, and why is it so special?
Well, basically, in 2012, about 2 years ago, my son and I had a bucket list of our own to go to every NFL stadium across the country, and we decided to do it all in one season. And rather than doing it for our own good, we wanted to do something for someone else and a bigger picture. We looked at Make-A-Wish Kids. We didn't think kids would be the right fit for tailgating at a football game, so we went with Wounded Warriors at the beginning and started to proceed to take two nominated war heroes, if you will, to every single NFL stadium, starting in New York City and going throughout the whole season, you know, the whole year. And fortunately for us, about 6 weeks into that, we were fortunate enough to have ESPN do a story on it. And for those of you in Chicago, obviously you know who Mike Ditka is, and he, on the air during the piece, basically pledged to pay for our entire trip. But at that point, it was a father-son bucket list, and it wasn't really, you know, we weren't a 501c3. We just didn't feel right taking money from someone for just for us, and we put our own money into it. So moving forward, without going into a lot of background detail, we continued to take these heroes week after week, you know, three times a week. Incredible stories, incredible human beings, learning ourselves about the military. All we had known previously was my brother was in for a couple of years in the Navy and the National Guard. That's really all military background that we had had. So learning about these heroes, you know, week after week inspired us and made us passionate about what we were doing. So about, you know, 6 months later, we continued to take these guys, you know, week after week. And actually went back to Coach Ditka and said, hey, listen, we want to make this into a charity now. And basically he then did give us the money he had pledged to us. And then we made it into a 501c3. And now, you know, about 2 years later, here we are, about 750 heroes in, just taking, it's like a Make-A-Wish, if you will, for wounded soldiers, active duty, retired Vietnam veterans, and even Gold Star families.
So neither you or your son, Matt, served in any branch of the military. Is that correct?
Correct. Neither one of them. My brother did just briefly.
And Matt, how old? Go ahead,
so,
Tom.
Like, I just want to throw this out there. Like, you know, my uncle is really, you know, the inspiration behind us choosing wounded veterans. You know, he's a hero to me, and I know he's a hero to my dad as well. So he's really the reason we chose to take wounded veterans. You know, we saw the sacrifices that, you know, he and his family made, and we just wanted to, you know, show our appreciation to the men and women who are out there serving our country, you know, like him.
So what challenges did you guys have at the beginning to get this balloon ride off the ground?
You know, I guess I'll take that one. You know, I work full time. I'm married. Obviously, those are two big challenges off the bat. If you're going to try to go to all 32 NFL stadiums in one season, you know, if you're a football fan, you know, there's only, you know, 32 teams. There's only 17 weeks. So you do the math. It's basically two games a week. So,
and you're still married.
Travel.
Well, hang on. And you're still married.
I have the most amazing wife in the world. She's incredible. She supports, you know, what we do. She's very proud of what we do. I'm proud to say that, you know, we have a 10-month-old son right now, and his middle name's even Dicka, in honor of what Coach has done for us. You know, I hope my son grows up to be as strong as Coach Dicka was on the field and as selfless as he was off the field to us. But, no, I mean, my wife is fantastic, and it's just, you know, been awesome to be able to do what we've been able to do. As far as challenges, though, you know, anytime you try to travel, you know, there's always challenges with travel alone, just with delayed flights. And, you know, there's always something that comes up, but just like in a football game, you know, you got to call audibles every now and then. You know, I'll never forget, there was one time where we were taking veterans. We had to be in Phoenix, and somehow we ended up in Vegas. Don't ask me how. And we
nothing wrong with
there.
That. Well, hang on. I mean, yeah. You need a place to lay over, baby. That's a good place to be, unfortunately, stuck.
Yeah, but we had a game
that
on
show was
Sunday
Wagering Wishes. That's totally different.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, there you go.
we had a game on Sunday in Kansas City, and then somehow we ended up on a flight to Vegas, and we figured, well, we'll just hop on a flight from Vegas to Phoenix. We figured there'd be a bunch of flights there. Well, unfortunately, all the flights were booked out of that, so we ended up renting a car from Vegas, drove to Phoenix just to make these guys' warrior wishes come true. But obviously, you know, there's always challenges, but it's nothing compared to the challenges that our veterans are out there facing. Those are the pretty minute challenges that we've had to face.
So do you have a website? Go ahead.
So if I can clarify a little bit, what it is the warriors that we take and the heroes that we take are always nominated, and they're local hometown heroes. When Matt says we travel, nobody travels with us. We travel to them because we get nominations from every city for obvious reasons. If we have some media about it, their friends see them on TV. If we go to the game, their friends all see them at the game. It's a hometown hero atmosphere, and that's what makes it so special. It's not just, you know, honoring guys across the country. Nobody knows. It's a hometown hero feel. Whenever we take these guys, it's a group of, you know, I'm just trying to clarify the fact that that's where the travel comes in. It's always guys. Like Chicago, we have two Bears games coming up, the 4th and 15th of December. They'll all be Chicago area hometown heroes when we honor them here. That's
so
how we do it.
Is there a website where people could go to Craig and Matt to put names in for volunteer names of their wounded heroes? And as a follow up to that question, do you get the obviously tickets to an NFL football game are not cheap? I mean, they're very expensive. Has the NFL bought into this, and are the teams donating blocks of tickets to you and your organization to take these heroes to the game?
The website is warriorwishes.org. That's where you can kind of see what we do, get a little bit more background, and see a lot of pictures of smiling veterans' faces, which are always awesome. But, you know, we have to work with individual teams, and some teams are fantastic. They're great to work with. And other teams, you know, they work with local veterans organizations, so, you know, they don't necessarily do all of them. And, you know, I'm sure one day we'll get to work with all the teams, which would be awesome. But until then, you know, we'll just keep doing what we do.
Well, hang on. Let's call out the teams that aren't really good. Which teams would those be?
We aren't going to go there.
That's not what I do.
Sorry. I couldn't help myself. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
Yeah, no, but, you know, all the money that we take in donations goes back to buy veterans tickets. And quite honestly, like, you know, with the teams and them donating tickets, that's great. But what we love to do with the teams is we try to ask for, like, the stuff that we can't buy. Because, you know, you can go out and buy a ticket. That's cool. But we love to try to get, you know, the guys down on the field for, like, field passes or, you know, meet and greet with players. Stuff that, you know, you wouldn't be able to go to the box office and say, hey, like, can I buy this? Can I, you know, just give me that? Because our goal is to give these guys a unique once-in-a-lifetime experience. You know, when they leave the game, we want them to remember that day forever. We want them to tell those stories to their grandkids and, you know, their kids. And, you know, it's a day that they'll never forget. And, you know, that's kind of our goal and our mission with every single game. You know, I don't know, Dad, if you want to elaborate on that.
Yeah, well, basically, like I say, that is exactly what we do. We want it to be a VIP type situation, and again, as Matt mentioned, we can buy tickets, and most teams are good, but more importantly, we rely on corporate sponsors a lot because a lot of times, like the naming rights, you know, for example, Mercedes in New Orleans, they've donated some stuff because they have, you know, some field passes and some tickets, and so we use corporate sponsors a lot. Quite honestly, a lot of the individual players have come forward when they hear what we're doing. RG3 in Washington, just to name one. So there's more avenues in which for us to go. I mean, obviously, it would be ideal for us to be able to call each team and say, hey, can we get a few tickets and a few field passes and be done with it? But that's not the way it works. You have to go through each team individually, and other teams are more military-friendly than others. I mean, this month, obviously, it is NFL Appreciation Month, and so every team is kind of going out of their way to do it. But in the other months, sometimes you don't have that much, you know, patriotism, if you will. Mm-hmm. I mean, it should be, but it's so again, it's a little different from month to month. But again, like Matt said, it's all about making sure that these guys have nothing to worry about that day. If they want to talk, that's fine. We've had guys cry on our shoulder. Other days, they don't even say a word about the military. They just want to have a good time. And we don't go either way with that. Whatever they do, we make sure that they get a football, or they get to meet their favorite player, or they get to go on the field, or they have a nice dinner, you know, whatever. It's just a big package of stuff. It's not just going to the game.
How big of an organization do you guys have? You know, a support organization do you have?
We have a lot of people all over the country who support us. we have specific people who have offered to let us, you know, stay at their places when we're traveling, so we don't have to spend money out of the organization to
nice.
To get hotels. You know, we've had some flight attendants actually pledge buddy passes, so when we fly, we're not having to, you know, spend money out of the organization to do that.
Very nice.
This year, my dad's been on a lot of mega buses. He can tell you all about that. But we have support everywhere, and it's not just my dad and I. You know, my dad and I are really the conduit for everything. So, you know, we're the ones who kind of created this idea. But what I like to think is we're giving people an avenue to really say thanks to the veterans, and we always make sure that the veterans that we take and you know, support know that it's not just my dad and I. Obviously, we're the faces of the organization, mm-hmm. But there's so many people out there that help make warrior wishes come true. You know, whether it be a restaurant who donates a meal, whether it be a team who donates tickets, whether it be, you know, a corporate sponsor who's given us some money to help make, you know, these warrior wishes come true. There's so many people, and, you know, obviously my dad and I work very hard at it, but we couldn't make it happen without so many people. And there's too long of a list to list them all.
So Craig, when you start planning for a season, right? Okay, so we're halfway through the season or almost halfway through the season or whatever. Super Bowl is in January, February. Playoffs start in December. Draft comes in April, May. When do you start sending out flyers and making contact with the people within the different teams' hierarchy to start requesting passes and jerseys and just packages for next year?
Great question. First of all, we don't just do football anymore. We do all sports, concerts, NASCAR, everything now. So it's a little bit more bigger task than it used to be. But as far as football is concerned, we try to send out the initial letters, and we have our schedule done, like, as soon as the schedule comes out in what was May this year, April. It was April last year. And that way that we they know we're coming that specific day.
Right.
And then we try to stay a month in advance as much as possible as each game comes along. Hey, remember I sent you that letter back in June? Like, we're going to be coming this week. And they know that ahead of time. But obviously, they're busy too. You got to follow up and say, hey, we're going to be here next week. For example, we have 8 games in the next 12 days. Matt's going to Green Bay on Sunday. I'm going to Baltimore and Philadelphia Sunday and Monday. So just to clarify that, the first year we actually did everything together because no one had ever really done a father-son mission together to every stadium. Well, the last couple of years, due to his marriage and obviously the baby now, I kind of tend to travel to the coasts and the faraway locations, and he kind of does the St. Louis's and the Green Bay's and, you know, the closer ones because his wife will let him go maybe one day at a time kind of thing, you know?
Right. No, I get it. Trust me, I get that.
Plus work, I still work too, so obviously that throws a loop into some stuff too.
Well, that's overrated. Well, you know what we got to do? We got to turn this into a profitable non-for-profit organization so you could get compensated to do it full-time, because what you gentlemen are doing is – I salute you. Listen, I'm all about groundbreaking, right? Trying new stuff. That's why we're doing the show right now, right? This is a groundbreaking show for Tom Dillon and Konasek and Dillon, and thank Tom for donating his show, if you will, to put the spotlight on you. And
definitely, thank you.
I can't, people can't do enough for veterans. You know what I mean? I say that all the time. I'll just give you an example. And people that are listening, this coming Tuesday and any other day, I was at dinner. I took my daughter and my wife. We went for Chinese food one Friday night. And a guy walks in, 80-some years old, 90-some years old, with the World War II veteran hat on, right? Okay? Mm-hmm. He sits down next to me. And, of course, as he's passing, I stood up and I shook his hand and I thanked him for his service like I do every veteran. And that's what everybody should do, for God's sakes. You know, at least you can stand up and shake a guy or woman's hand for you know, for heaven's sake. Even if they're in a uniform, take your time for the time and the effort that they're doing to defend our country and to let you go do what you do, whatever the hell it is that you do. And I got up that day and I went and I paid my bill and I said, here's $100. And whatever that is, it's on me, okay? And then whatever left over, take 20%, give it to the waitress, and give whatever's left over to the veteran so he could take his wife out for another meal. And I strongly encourage everybody listening, if you see a vet having dinner, especially a World War II vet or a Korean vet or a Vietnam vet, what those men and women went through to fight for this country, buy him a freaking meal, for God's sakes. All right.
Well, well done and well said. And I got to tell you, that is actually one of our big goals, is because we know from taking veterans along, when you bring 6 veterans together, they're going to have a good time amongst themselves because they're all veterans. They have a lot in common. They talk. Our goal is just what you did, is when we go to these restaurants, when we go to these games, and we civilians are hosting these heroes, we're hoping that that person says, hey, if you're a civilian, exactly what you're saying, don't go to every NFL stadium. Don't go crazy like we do and go to take 700 guys out. But if you have a neighbor or that guy that you just saw, exactly, if you're a civilian, go over and tell him thanks. Go over and buy him a meal like you did. That's exactly what we're trying to do, trying to promote the civilian respect to these guys, not just the veteran, you know, camaraderie. They already have that. You know, we're trying to go a little further. Good job.
And one other thing, guys, right, and just to educate people, what you are doing is amazing. But when I take my daughter in to a restaurant, and there was, you know, we went to a restaurant, I got 11-9 and 6, okay, 11-8 and 6, I don't know, whatever they are, okay, there, I got 3 under 11, okay, that covers all the bases. And there was a woman soldier waiting in line to get her food, and I went over to her, I'm like, come on, we're gonna go shake this woman's hand, and she's like, why, right? You know, it's an 8-year-old. My 8-year-old's like, why do you want to do that? I'm like, because she's representing us and she's fighting for us, and we're gonna go thank her for her service. So I went over there and thanked her, and you know, the lady sergeant, she was a sergeant in the Army, stood up and thanked me. And then my daughters, all three of them, shook her hand and thanked her. And they got a big smile on my daughter's face, and more importantly, on the female soldier's face, because the kids were recognizing. Teach your damn kids to be respectful, too, to the men and women in uniform, especially wounded warriors that come home like you guys have done. And that's great. That's absolutely amazing. Let's talk about this. Give us some stories. We've got about 8 minutes before the break. Give us some real-life stories of what happened at NFL games or baseball games or other sporting events where that you saw was a holy crap moment, you know, with the veteran. You know what I mean? That it really impacted that veteran's life.
Well, I mean, I just want to say how inspiring these guys are. I mean, these guys are out there, you know, a lot of these wounded guys come back and you know, us civilians, we probably don't understand, you know, most of us will never understand what they've gone through. And, you know, I just think it's incredible on some of the attitudes that these guys come back with. I'll never forget, I met a guy in Kansas City the first year who, you know, we shook his hand. He was going to be our guest for the day, and he gave me a business card right away. And on the business card, I take a look at it, and it says, you know, James Extra Crispy Wilson. And, you know, I looked at him, and you can kind of probably tell where I'm leading up to, but this gentleman was actually burned severely, over, I think, 70% of his body, third-degree burns.
Jeez.
And to have the attitude to put it on a business card that says James Extra Crispy Wilson, and then underneath that it said, I'm not quite original recipe anymore. And all I did is I looked at James, and I was like, how do you have that type of, attitude? And he goes, well, here's the thing. I could either sit at home and feel sorry for myself, or I can go out and make the best of it. And, you know, you get an option to look at life one of two ways. You know, if you're stuck in a bad situation, you can look at the positive and focus on that, or you can focus on the negative. And he said, just put things in perspective and always focus on what's positive that's going on, even if it's a negative situation. And I was just like, you know, those words of wisdom really stick with me when I hear stuff like that, because, you know, it's kind of changed my attitude and changed my daily life. You know, if I'm having a bad day at work, or, you know, my wife's upset with me for going to a football game, all I do is focus up on that positive thing. Like, hey, you know what? We went out there and we made a warrior smile, and, you know, kind of show her what we did, and she's happy. Like, she's like, that's really cool. Or, you know, at work, you know, maybe it's a bad day. You focus on, you know, that one positive thing, it'll pull you through, I promise you. So that's really cool. Sorry, go ahead.
No, so I say what's interesting about that, too, is the way Matt just explained that. There's probably a number of the guys that we go, you know, one peg leg and that have that attitude like that. But then we also have the other side of the spectrum where there's guys that really, really needed a day out. And I mean, I can just recently, just in Pittsburgh, we had a guy that hadn't really been out and hadn't really done much, never been to a Steelers game. And we got these gut-wrenching letters from not only his mom, him, and how it's like one of the best days of their lives, and thank you for doing this. So my point is, there's, you know, hopefully they'll all be that, you know, like James was at some point, where they all kind of accept it and they're going on with their lives. But not every one of the guys that we take is at that level. And so we get the spectrum of the guys that have overcome it and the guys that are on their way. And that's what's, you know, you feel good about both of them, you know, whatever you can help them.
I'd like to share a quick story, and it's really about how the little things make the biggest differences. You know, you don't have to take a guy out to a football game, or you don't have to do all this. It's the little things that are going to make the big differences. So this was about a year ago. I met a soldier. We took him out to a Brewers game, and the guy had really hadn't left his house, and he told me about 9 months, mm-hmm. other than to go to VA appointments and whatnot. Well, somehow we got him to come out to the Brewers game with us. We were able to get him down on the field. We got him in the club section. You know, he just had a great time. He even got to go, like, sit in the dugout and everything. That's not, like, none of that really mattered to him. What mattered is the fact that, like, it was probably sixth, seventh inning, and we're sitting up in the stands, and he leans over. He's like, "Hey, Matt, I always heard a ballpark hot dog was really good." I was like, "Brian, like, go ahead and get one." He goes, "You know, I'm not really working right now. It's okay." I was like, "No, I didn't tell you had to buy it." I was like, "Get one. I want to buy you a hot dog." So I bought the kid a hot dog, and, you know, he ate it. He's so happy. He thought it was, like, the best thing ever. Later that night, I'm driving home from Milwaukee after we said our goodbyes, and he sends me a text message just saying, "Hey, Craig and Matt, I just want to thank you for today. It was incredible. You know, I feel like you guys changed my life." Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was like, "We took you to a baseball game. We're going to change your life. You know, but what about the day made you feel like we changed your life?" And he goes, "For the first time in a long time, I felt like somebody actually cared about me and somebody gave a damn. And because you bought me that hot dog, it was just like, you know, he felt like he had a friend for the first time in a long time." And I just think that, you know, the whole day we went to a baseball game, we did this, we did that. It had nothing to do with that. It was about the hot dog that I bought him. It was $4 hot dog. And, you know, it's things that like that. And I just think it just goes to show you that it's the small things that we can do that are going to make the biggest differences in the world.
Craig, how old are you?
I'm 57.
And Matt, how old are you?
I am 30 years old.
You're 30 years old. Okay, so Craig, men and women are going off to fight for our countries, to fight for our country. Parents, fathers and mothers, uncles, grandparents are sending their kids, their nieces, nephews, and their grandkids off to fight. And they leave as able-bodied young men and women, strong mentally, strong physically, strong-willed, loaded with piss and vinegar, ready to go out there and fight for our country and take over the world, right? Okay?
Correct.
And yep. 4 years later, these 18-year-old young men and women, 5 years later, 6 years later, come home. They look a little different.
Hopefully come home.
Well, hopefully come home. God willing, they come home. God willing, they come home. But they're not the same person upstairs, between the ears. And I work with a lot of veteran organizations, and one of them helps retrain and reconstitute veterans to back into the workforce and back into the social area with friends. Because what happens is, as you're seeing, is that these men and women are used to being in a fraternity and used to being in a sorority. Although they're carrying their fraternity and sorority is carrying 75-pound rack sacks and bulletproof vests and M16s or 14s or whatever they're carrying now, and driving around in Humvees and tanks so they don't get killed by roadside bombs. But they come home and they don't have that fraternity, sorority type feeling, that bond of brotherhood and sisterhood. And they go in their basements and they sit on the couch and they play video games for 10 hours a day, and their parents don't know who's in their basement. They know it's their kid, but they don't know who the kid is because it's not the same kid that left when they were 18, 19, 20 years old out of basic training.
Exactly.
And what's happening is, as a father, okay, you're a father. Now, Matt, you're a father, and I've got three girls. I wouldn't know what to do with, and it chokes me. I wouldn't know what to do if my kid comes home and goes to the mailbox every day to get the mail, and that's their only activity to see the sun.
Yeah.
Okay, because you know what I'm saying.
I can't imagine that either. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Right. I mean, just put yourself in that parent's shoes. If Matt came home, thank God he came home, and thank God if Matt was Margaret, and Margaret came home, whatever. But what you guys are doing to get these men and women out of their basements and within that fraternity again and that brotherhood and sisterhood feeling to be with other people like them that are going through similar things that you might think you know what they're going through, okay? but
we don't.
We don't.
We think we do, but we don't.
We don't. We have. I look down. I've got my 2 feet. I've got my 2 hands. I've got my 2 legs. Thank God, everything I was born with, I've got. And these men and women, when they go away, most of them might don't come home with everything that they left with, and I mean, including what's between their ears. And I'm not making light of that. I'm just telling you, these men and women are messed up. And
go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
No. And I'm just saying that what you guys are doing is the start. You are planting the seed to help them not only recover mentally, but to get back into the mainstream. You know what I mean? You know, you are planting that seed. And I'll tell you what, we got to hit a quick break here. Can you guys hang on? Tom, are you still there with us, buddy?
I'm still here.
All right, you're listening to Raising the Bar, 312-521-8600. If you have any questions to these unbelievably unique individuals, Matt and Craig. I'm at Station?
Station, yeah.
Matt and Craig Station. We're going to pay some bills, 312-521-8600. Raising the Bar, WGN.FM. Raising the Bar Show, I'm David Hochberg. Sponsored by the law offices of Conasec and Dillon. They're located at 21 West State Street in Geneva, Illinois, right by the river there. 630-262-9655. The great attorneys of the law offices of Conasec and Dillon. 630-262-9655. The show is Raising the Bar, sponsored by the law offices of Conasec and Dillon. You could go to raisingthebar@wgnradio.com to send all of your legal questions. That's raisingthebar@wgnradio.com. Or you could reach Conasec and Dillon at ConasecDillonLaw.com on the web. Conasec, which is spelled K-O-N-I-C-E-K, Dillon, no space, D-I-L-L-I-O-N, Law, L-A-W, .com.
Just O-N. Just O-N.
O-N. I did it again. Oh, I did it. You told me last week, Tom. I apologize. K-I-N-I-C-E-K-D-I-L-L-O-N, Law. .com, and they have it written right under it. I just crossed out the wrong spelling. Sorry, Mr. Dillon.
Raising the Bar at WGNRadio.com is the best way.
You got it. Thank you. Raising the Bar at WGNRadio.com. 312-521-8600. We got a caller on the line that wants to join the show. Nope. It's another guest you want to bring on? All right, let's bring on Justin. So Tom, you want to reset the show out there wherever you're at and reintroduce our guest, bud?
Out here from the suburbs, we've got Craig and Matt Station, father and son, who started an organization called WarriorWishes.org, which is a great way to give thanks and pay back to veterans who have been wounded, catastrophically wounded in combat. And I think if our next guest is on, I think it's Justin.
Yeah, Justin's here as well.
Fantastic. Justin is... also contributing, he's a veteran himself, but he's also contributing to say thanks to vets in his unique way with a lot of friends and colleagues. Can everybody still hear me?
Yeah, everybody can still hear you, Tom. We got Craig, we got Matt, and now we have Justin. So Craig and Matt, hang tight. You're still part of the show here, and Justin, welcome.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing to help veterans out? And thank you for your service, by the way.
You're welcome. So I was in the Army for 4 years. I was a chemical operations specialist, dealt with nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons and decontamination. Did a 15-month tour over in Baghdad, Iraq in 2007. Got out of the military and went to school at DeVry and got a bachelor's degree, and now I'm working in the field in IT. I purchased a Harley, and I support veterans that way by going out and exercising our rights.
So let me ask you this question as a veteran. Craig and Matt here, our father and son team, are going around to start with the NFL, taking wounded warriors out to football games, and now they're branching out to other sporting events, which include baseball, NASCAR, hopefully hockey, and all those other professional sports. How important is it as a veteran for your brothers and sisters to feel that people respect them and that are showing love for what you guys sacrificed, being away from your friends, family, and neighbors fighting for our country? How important is it from a veteran to people like me that never served?
It's very important. I can't think of anything else more important than somebody just simply saying thank you or helping veterans out in little ways or big ways.
And did you have you participated in any other type of programming like the Wounded Warriors program or like Honor Flight or anything like that?
No, those are more for veterans who are, I don't want to say like critically injured, but the injuries are pretty severe. So it's not, there really aren't programs designed for people of, I guess, that haven't been injured as bad.
Okay. And were you injured at all? Well, but I just went through puberty again. I felt, I don't know what the heck that was.
Actually, I had a 107 millimeter rocket land about 10 feet away from where I was standing when I was over there, and I got some shrapnel in my body still. So I got, I guess you'd call it a souvenir from overseas.
Souvenir from overseas. And how was the treatment? We've been hearing a lot of horror stories with the VA with the VA hospitals, which I think is disgusting for what we do. You know, you guys should be on the top of the list of care, not waiting 3 months to get type of healthcare services. Was the care and the services that we provided to you to get you back on your feet and get the shrapnel out of your body and get your body healed up, was that satisfactory to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've always gotten excellent care either from the military hospitals that were on base or the VA. Whenever I go into the VA in the Chicago area, like the Hines VA, I always get excellent care, and they always take care of me right away. I think that's one frustrating point is I think more veterans who aren't necessarily combat veterans take advantage of that system. And I think there's more non-combat veterans using the VA healthcare system than combat veterans using the healthcare system.
Well, I just want to throw this at you. If you're a vet, you got Veterans Day coming up on the 11th. Okay. And Craig and Matt chime in here. The Chicago Blackhawks typically always have a hockey game on Veterans Day, and they always request that season ticket holders donate their tickets so veterans could go and sit in their seats, right? I don't donate my tickets because what I do is a little different, right? Because I'm not that I'm selfish that I don't want to donate my tickets. I go, and there's usually a couple of veterans sitting around us. I always give my credit card because I'm up in the 200 level where they bring the food to you and everything else, where you could order food and booze and whatever. And I always give my credit card to the waiter or waitress in our section without the veterans knowing, right? And I said, whatever they eat, just put on this credit card, okay? And then in the middle of the third period, when things winding down, they usually hand over a bill, and you got to give a credit card and everything else. So they pass the credit card down, and it says paid. And I would encourage everybody at the Blackhawks game this coming Tuesday, when you see a veteran in your section, whip out your plastic, for God's sakes, and take care of these guys. Or if you don't have waitress service in your area like I do in the 200 level, if a beer guy comes around and they're buying beers or sodas or hot dogs, whatever they're buying, or if they're in front of you in line, throw your credit card down and cover it. What does that mean if that was you and somebody behind you was picking up your bill, Justin?
It would be great. Appreciation is always welcomed for doing things like that, because right now, you know, we're an all volunteer force. So, nobody was forced to do it. You know, it's not like back in the Vietnam era. So, you know, it's nice to get appreciation for, doing things like joining the military and serving the country.
Hey, Craig and Matt.
If I can chime in, I'd like to just make a statement. That's one of the reasons, and in your defense, we totally agree. Because not that there's organizations out there that give the tickets away, that's cool too. Our philosophy is much bigger than that. Our philosophy is we want to make sure that we hang out with these guys. Every one of the 750 guys we've taken already, we call friends. We stay in touch with them. When we go back to the city the next year, we invite them to dinner. They see us again. We encourage, and my point, what you're saying is by giving them a ticket, it's great. Don't get me wrong. There's people that do that all the time. Donate your tickets, go to the game. That's awesome. But our philosophy is we want to make sure that these guys are taken care of. And our small part is, yes, taking them to a game or befriending them. But when they call us and ask us, you know, what can I do about this and that, we can't answer the question, but we are certainly going to make sure we put them in the right direction. We have a lot of people that have come forward to us to say, if you ever have a vet that needs this, that, whatever, please have them call us. So my point is I agree with you that maybe going with them, and maybe you should even go and say hi to them and try and talk to them while you're buying that, taking care of their check.
Sure.
That although they appreciate the check and they appreciate you paying for it, there's much more that you can do, just hang out with them. And that's what we found. That's why our program is so successful, because we hang out with these guys, you know, and see them once a year. Sure, we're not living in the same town. We're not like buddy-buddy every day. But they respect us. They appreciate what we do. And we make sure that they're our friends for life. And that's the way we handle this.
But also, you know, to go one step further, if you're at a sporting event, it's usually mob control, right? Because, you know, the concourses aren't big enough and there's, you know, as always, everybody's got to go to the bathroom or run to go get their concessions, whatever. There should be there should be single file lines. If you see a veteran, a man or a woman in a uniform, they shouldn't be able to move because they're shaking so many hands. And there's no reason that anybody should walk past anybody in a military uniform or a hat that says that they served, especially those World War II warriors that are dying off at God knows how many a day. Just stop them and shake their flipping hands. I mean, that's all they want. I mean, you know, that's all they just want to be, you know, right? Right, Justin? Just want to be recognized.
Yeah, but, I mean, to be perfectly honest, like myself, I would say most veterans probably don't care for the recognition as far as, like, the day-to-day stuff. I think it's more of just expecting humanity to kind of act within normal boundaries.
That's a stretch, though.
You know.
I mean, that's a big stretch. I'm just telling you right now. Okay, I got people blowing through stop signs on the way to work, and we got to start small here, buddy. You know what I mean? We got to start small, and a lot of people take what you do for granted, which is disgusting. All right, and what your brothers and sisters do for granted, which is it's not right. You know, they wouldn't think twice of walking by you in a grocery store or in a sporting event or anything without even looking eyeball to eyeball to you.
David, I think you just made such a great point. Our veterans have lived through things and seen things in other countries that Hollywood can only imagine.
Right.
They can only imagine how bad they really are. So ironically, the people who have the best understanding of how great it is here are the people who served and volunteered and sacrificed and put themselves in harm's way. They are the ones who can truly appreciate it. It bothers me when I see a wounded vet or any veteran, and people are just walking past like it's just anybody else on the street. Like, no, that's the person and other people like him or her who put their lives on the line so that you could have every single freedom you have.
Yeah.
Every freedom you have. They did it.
Right.
And you better be thankful and be aware of it.
I can understand where Justin's coming from, though, because a lot of these guys that we host at the games and stuff, you know, they don't expect recognition for what they did. You know, they're out there. That's what they wanted to do. They signed up for it. So, you know, a lot of these guys aren't out there looking for the recognition, but I think it's special for people to go and recognize that, because I think it brightens their day a little bit. But I totally understand where Justin's come from. I know he signed up to do this and he served our country proudly. And you know, as many of these guys did, but, you know, it's definitely special when you get to go up and just say thanks and show them your appreciation.
312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. Hey, Tom Dillon, we got a text message here from an attorney, and I will bounce this one towards you, buddy. I'm an attorney who would like to offer free legal work to the wounded warriors. If there is a need, who should I contact, and how would I get started? What type of recommendation would you give him, Tom?
Outstanding. I think that's a great idea. I say contact, first off, Craig and Matt at Warrior Wishes on Twitter, or Operation Warrior Wishes on Facebook, or warriorwishes.org on the internet.
And I will forward the phone number. We have the phone number that it came from, Matt and Craig. We'll get that to you off the air so you could contact the person. And if you've got any other services that you would like to provide, any type of veteran organization, 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. Send the text and we'll get you into the right people's hands to consume the services that you are willing to provide. And I've been throwing out there free credit enhancement seminars to wounded warriors when they come home. And if there's any, you know, veteran organizations out there that want to take me up on that offer to help the veterans coming home, or even the veterans that are here who are having trouble reestablishing their credit, you know, free seminars whenever you want. And yes, sir.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have to let Justin go because he's got some time constraints.
Oh, go ahead, so, Justin.
Justin, thank you very much for joining us, and thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for your service, buddy.
Thanks, Justin.
All right, take it easy. We're going to drop Justin, get back with Craig, Matt, and Tom Dillon. This show, which the show is called Raising the Bar on WGN.FM, is sponsored by and brought to you by the law offices of Konasek and Dillon. You could reach them at 630-262-9655. 630-262-9655. Their office is located at 21 West State Street in Geneva. And you could also catch them on the web at konasekdillonlaw.com. That's KonasekDillonLaw.com. KonasekDillonLaw.com. And hey, Tom, you got any follow-up specific questions that you want to throw at Matt and Craig? Because I kind of hogged up that first half hour of the show and kind of blocked you out there. Is there anything that I left out that you wanted to bring to light here and put a little sunshine on it?
You talked with the same kind of passion about these issues that I have. And when I first met Matt a couple years ago, I was just sort of floored and impressed that he and his dad were so willing to put so much of their own time and their own money into this effort to help people who, you know, literally put it all on the line. And so every time I talk to Matt, he's got a new example of just an unbelievable story from a vet, somebody who is so catastrophically injured, and yet they face, you know, they face their day-to-day life with positivity. In many cases, positivity that we would dream of having, and some of them are still suffering from post-traumatic stress. Again, they've seen things that we have never seen and can only imagine. But I'm wondering if Matt and Craig can give us some examples of the most moving stories. I can think of one in particular that Matt talked with me about a veteran down in Tampa. And Matt, I don't know if you remember who I'm speaking of, but just one of those moving stories where it just kind of changed you, the way that this man approached life with catastrophic injuries. I think if I'm right, he had lost both arms and both legs.
Jeez.
No, I think you're talking about Travis. But we've actually hosted three of the five quadruple amputees that are out there since the war started. And I just want to clarify something really quick. You know, our organization doesn't just host wounded warriors or wounded veterans. You know, we'll host pretty much anybody who has a wish to go out to, you know, game if they've served our country. I don't care what war you've served in. You know, we just want to show our appreciation and just say thanks. So I just want to clarify that. It's not just wounded guys that we do host. You know, I think you're talking about Travis. Travis actually has a documentary out right now, and it's like one of the most inspiring documentaries you'll ever see. You know, he lost both arms, both legs. After he got blown up, one of the first things he said is, like, how are my men? Like, you know, the group that he was with, the soldiers he was with. And it's that type of attitude that these guys have. And, you know, I just Travis, I like to call him a friend. You know, we don't see each other often. But every time I get the opportunity to say hi to Travis or any of these guys, I definitely do. His motto, though, is never quit, never give up. And I think one of the most amazing things about him is in his documentary, he sits there and he says, keep in mind, he has no arms, no legs. He's like, if my daughter wants to learn how to, you know, to be a ballerina, he goes, I'll learn to pirouette in these legs. And he goes, if she wants to learn to play softball, I'm going to learn to throw a softball with this prosthetic arm. And, you know, it's those types of attitudes that these guys have. And I just think it's truly incredible and truly amazing. And I promise you, if you ever have the opportunity to see, it's called Travis, A Soldier Story, go see it. I know it's going to be playing in Dallas this weekend. You know, if you're out in Dallas, make sure to go find it. But you will be extremely inspired, and you'll want to go change the world after seeing it.
And you know,
I'd like to add one thing too. In addition to the wounded, we also are now hosting Gold Star families. Which, for those that don't know, Gold Star families are the ones that have lost their sons and their dads and their husbands. I know that's more of a Memorial Day thing, but we do have speaking of inspiring stories, just this weekend, Matt's actually hosting a family in Green Bay. They live in Wisconsin, and the young man, unfortunately, was killed 10 miles away from his father, as his father served as well. And his son, he buried his son in a Walter Payton jersey underneath his uniform with a hat on. And those are the things, as you said, the ones that come home and the attitude that they have are, like Travis and many others, are very, it's incredible. But it's at least they are able to have an attitude. I mean, some of these families that don't even have that opportunity to see their son act like that, or, you know, be able to rebound, and those are sad as well. Those are quite powerful moments.
Extremely humbling.
Is there a phone number for your organization that people could call you directly, guys?
Sure, I'll give it. It's 630-330-339-339-6714.
So 847 texter.
No,
630. I know, but we had an 847 texter who was, the attorney that wants to help you out with some free legal services. 630-339-6714, 630-339-6714, if you have any type of services whatsoever. And I'll throw me in there. Townstone Financial, you know, if you're going to grow and want to help veterans get into homes and enhance their credit, you know, I'll do it for free. I do it for free anyway, so why not offer it to you? And, you know, the veterans, you know, you hear
Anything like that.
Whatever you need. No, there are certain groups of people that get pushed to the front of the list. Veterans are on top, and number one. Then come the firefighters, EMTs, and police, right? In order of craziness, in jobs, right, where you could die, those top four professions, if you call it is a profession, right?
Sure.
And we got to salute them. And I'm going to, you know, we only got a couple minutes left, but I just want to leave it like this. If you see a veteran having a meal, pick up the flipping tab, okay? If you're at a Hawks game, with, like, I'm going to be at a Hawks game this Tuesday, and you've got veterans in your section, and there's a vendor that comes around, or if they're in a 200-level section where we got the wait staff coming around, put your credit card out there, or put a Benjamin out there and cover their bill, okay? Because that's what you should do, because that's the right thing to do, and that's the least thing that you could do. You've been listening to Raising the Bar, sponsored by Conasec Dillon. Law Offices of Conasec and Dillon, 630-262-9655. Tom, you want to say something in closing, buddy?
Very quickly, I want to talk about just the Honor Flight. And Honor Flight is something we didn't really get to today. Honor Flight is the group that takes World War II vets primarily, but they're also taking some Vietnam vets now, to D.C., to the World War II Memorial and Museum. And we're losing over 500 World War II vets every single day.
Yeah.
Just over a million left after about 16 million total served. And there's a priority list. If you go to honorflight.org, let me make sure I got the right. Yeah, honorflight.org. You will see a lot of information about it. They're on a priority list. Those who are terminally ill get priority. They have 16,000 people on the list waiting to go. And do what you can to help get those vets to D.C. so that they can see that memorial. I've seen the vets coming off the plane at Midway Airport.
It's inspiring.
Thousands of people there,
yeah.
And it's unbelievable. And I think Justin actually and his group have done some things with Honor Flight and at some military funerals as well, mm-hmm. To try to honor the people who served and died, also to honor the people who are coming off the plane at Midway. If you haven't been there, see it. It's an amazing thing. Thousands of people, literally, as this parade of veterans comes off this plane, it's truly one of the most moving things I've ever seen.
I was a volunteer on a flight. I went to Washington when the government was shut down last October, and I was an angel or whatever they called us, and I was a guardian is what they called us, and
guardian,
it was one of the most rewarding trips to Washington. Days I've spent in a long time next to the birth of my three children. So, boys, your phone numbers again, 630-339-6714. Your website, if people want to get to you.
WarriorWishes.org, and they can go on there and nominate someone, or they can make a donation, or they can just kind of volunteer whatever they want to do, you know, their services, whatever.
WarriorWishes.org, WarriorWishes.org. Their phone number is 630-339-6714. Matt and Craig, thank you for sharing your organization's unbelievable story. And Tom, thanks for sponsoring the show. And you can download a podcast of the show by going to WGN.FM. In about an hour, our boy Brian Jones will have it all edited up and ready to go. We'll be back next Friday with a new show. Thanks for listening.
WGN.FM, the home of Jonathan Brammeier and Gary Meyer.
It's the G.
Freeform Radio.
It's a sad fact. Nursing home negligence is a serious problem. Neglect of elderly residents happens when nursing homes are understaffed. Nursing home negligence includes failing to give medications, giving unnecessary medication, malnutrition, dehydration, falls, pressure sores, sepsis, and failing to follow doctor's orders. If you suspect that a loved one is a victim of negligence or abuse in a nursing home, call Conasec & Dillon. The law firm of Conasec & Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. Conasec & Dillon understands that turning the care of a loved one over to a nursing home or a professional caregiver is one of life's most difficult decisions. I'm Tom Dillon. You deserve only the best care for your loved one. Protect your loved ones. Call me at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec & Dillon at 630-262-9655.
You're invited to experience the many advantages of shopping at Walt's family-owned food centers in South Holland, Homewood, Tinley Park, Frankfort, Beecher, Crete, and Dyer, Indiana. There are so many reasons why you should shop at Walt's. One is Walt's outstanding produce. Choose what you need from their displays of orchard fresh fruits and garden fresh vegetables. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Walt's owns their own warehouse, and they buy by the truckload and pass on the savings to you. You'll be pleased with Walt's prices, their quality, and their great personal service. And no special discount cards are needed. Walt's customers save every day. Walt's stores are sized just right and are conveniently organized for fast and easy shopping. Find out why so many families shop only at Walt's Food Centers in South Holland, Homewood, Tinley Park, Frankfort, Beecher, Crete, and Dyer, Indiana. Walt's, a tradition of grocery excellence for 77 years.
Update your home just in time for the holidays. Now during Menards' Big Sale. Give any room a beautiful new look with laminate flooring all on sale. The Occasions Collection by Tarkett features an embossed texture and realistic wood design. Plus, it's super durable and easy to install. Choose from three styles of Occasions laminate flooring by Tarkett, just 89 cents each per square foot. Find this and other great deals during Menards' Big Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
So my entire family is visiting for the holidays. It's a big family, and they're very big eaters. If I sound like I'm not worried about it, well, it's because I'm not. See, I've got Jewel Osco in my corner. They have fresh meat and seafood, yummy deli trays, fresh cut fruits and veggies. Oh, and fresh baked everything. Jewel Osco serves up all the holiday fixings on a silver